HarperCollins presents The Secrets We Keep by Teresa Howes, read by Emma Spurgeon Hossie. Chapter 1. June 1944. It would only take the crack of a twig to give Marguerite away as she crept through the park in the dead of night. Even the unexpected crunch of leaves beneath her feet would be enough to reveal her position. But still she continued, bravely placing one foot in front of the other as she ventured into the unknown darkness. The Allied air raids had continued along the Côte d'Azur until the early hours, leaving the night thick with the smell of cordite and distant fires. The bombs, scattered with abandon by the RAF Lancasters, had turned over the beaches and destroyed homes, as if the people weren't suffering enough under the German occupation. She'd waited for the all-clear before slipping out, cycling through the least-trodden streets in the quietest part of the town, clinging to her breath, as if the release of it would somehow betray her. It was long after curfew and she'd taken a risk, keeping her head down while she locked her bicycle to a lamppost, her feet brisk as she slipped through a gap in the fence and made her way to the remotest corner of the park. Once a destination for lovers' trysts, it was now a place of quiet abandon. Since the occupation, not even the greatest passion was worth the danger of being caught out after curfew by a German patrol. Now Marguerite waited at the appointed place, the pine cones giving way under her shoes, like the moulding carcasses of rats, as she shuffled from foot to foot, trying to shake off the cold and the fear, a shadow among the shadows in her black mackintosh, her hair shrouded in a crow-black scarf. With her head down and her eyes lowered, she could have been anyone of any age, her war-starved figure giving away a girlishness as much as it could have indicated an old woman. The person she was there to meet wouldn't try to recognise her. In this case, it would be the opposite. This was how things went. When anonymity could be the key to survival, it was too dangerous even to exchange glances. A brown envelope, passing from one gloved hand to another, was all that was needed. Under these circumstances, there'd be no mistaking anyone or their purpose when that was what they were there for. At this time of night, and in this occupied land, who else would be brave enough to venture out and with what intent? In the event of a bombing raid, it was a known rule that a pre-arranged meeting would be rescheduled to take place exactly 1 hour after the all-clear sounded. And so here she was, waiting. She'd gambled that the enemy patrols wouldn't be out so soon after a raid. For all their bluster, the Germans were cowards when it came to facing the threat of Allied bombs. This was what she told herself as she listened for footsteps breaking the silence in a way that wouldn't be noticed by anyone, apart from those who were alert to them. But this time she'd made the wrong guess. Suddenly a beam of light swept the ground in front of her, barely missing the corner where she hid, the quiet broken by the bark of salivating Alsatians, their throats constrained as they pulled at the lead. Marguerite snatched a breath. Somewhere to the right, she saw a tall shadow and heard the slip of a shoe unbalanced by the unexpected angle of a sharp stone. At the same moment, a burst of rough German voices demanded to know who was there. It was the dogs smelling her fear that had alerted them. She held herself rigid against a tree, defying the swaying arc of light from their torch as it swung across the low-growing shrubs and the empty flower beds. Surely the soldiers wouldn't risk their pristine uniforms climbing through the overgrowth of thorns, or dirty their boots among the decay of last year's leaves. Still the dogs barked, the sound sharp and insistent as they stood on their hind legs, straining at the lead and refusing to give up. The tall shadow moved closer, black-coated and stealthy in the darkness. Whoever it wasn't her contact, whose small silhouette always appeared in the shape of a woman. This was unmistakably a man. There it went again. The glare of the searchlight, getting nearer with each sweep. Marguerite swallowed her fear, feeling the soft crack of the envelope tucked in the waistband of her skirt. If they took one more step, she'd no longer be in shadow. She'd no longer be able to pretend she was part of the undergrowth. The soldiers were so close now, she could smell their cheap hair oil. She could pick out the sound of the dog's claws scratching the earth to gain traction. It would only...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?